Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. So death.
It's your boy, Jeezy. I'll be hosting tonight. Crush couldn't make it, but you know what? We'll still get the job done. We're missing and praying for you, hoping for the best. Everything's all right with her. She just couldn't make it today. And then I have Renita co-hosting with me today. Renita, how are you doing?
I am doing great, Jeezy. It's a takeover.
That is very true.
Mm-hmm. So that means we can do whatever we want, Jeezy. It's our show today.
Yep, nobody's stopping us tonight.
Nope.
And no one else is stopping the 1414 tour. They're in D.C. tonight. Make sure you're RSVPing for these events if you want to attend. You get a plus one and only a plus one, so don't bring your whole entourage. And even if you can't make it, try to hit up another city. You know, it's something you definitely don't want to miss. I have not heard one bad thing yet, so guaranteed a great time. If you want to be a part of the radio show, make sure you're hitting up Crush on global14.com at Crush. We are looking for interns. So if you have what it takes and you can bring something to the table, definitely hit her up. Don't be shy. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I'm going to start off with the quickies of the day. In Connecticut, several hundred thousand people are without power, but one of them may be very lucky. A Powerball ticket worth $245 million was sold somewhere in Connecticut, but the exact place or city has not been released yet. This is the largest payout in the state and the 12th largest in the 33 states where the Powerball is played. The numbers are drawn twice a week, and the games have been without a top winner since September 14th. Sometime in mid-January, though, Powerball is going to do us all a favor. They're going to make it easier to win, but they're also going to raise the ticket prices from $1 to $2. And instead of the jackpot starting out at $20 million, they're going to bump it up to $40 million. I don't know about you, Renita, but I think I might start buying a Powerball ticket.
I'm about to buy a Powerball. I'm about to get my grandma on it, my mama. Everyone needs at least buy 10 tickets apiece.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. Well, Jeezy, I mean, are you even into like buying tickets at all? Like, have you ever, you know, got like a scratch off? Because I heard you can get a lot on scratch offs too.
You know, I have bought a few scratch offs previously. Haven't been buying them as much lately since I'm away at college. It's just kind of inconvenient. I usually don't have cash on me. But when I go home, I definitely try to hit up a gas station or two and get a few scratch-offs. It's kind of an addiction. I shouldn't admit it, but it kind of is. If I buy one, I'll go in and buy two more.
It is an addiction. They're so cheap. And like 50 cents, you can win millions of dollars. But you know what? An interesting quickie that I have. It's kind of disgusting, too. I don't know. I've been on, like, this animal kick, and I've been watching Animal Planet lately, so lifers, just go with me on this. So a woman in Portland was caught. This is so disgusting. Her and her boyfriend purchased a horse. The horse was about 32 years old. They claimed that it was, you know, in bad health, and, you know, they nurtures this horse. Well, one day, these two brilliant people decided to kill the horse, gut it, and then the woman decided she wanted to pose naked with the horse and wait for it, She got inside of the carcass, ladies and gentlemen, and was posing inside the carcass, outside the carcass. She had the organs in her hand, like the horse's blood was all over her. And because she didn't break any laws, they really didn't do anything. Like, she got a slap on the wrist, heard her boyfriend posted the pictures on the internet. That's how this whole story broke anyway. And Jeezy, is that just like, who gets a kick out of climbing in a dead horse's carcass?
Man, that shit is messed up, Renita. That shit is messed up. I don't know what would ever drive anybody to go do something remotely close to that, but that is definitely messed up.
Exactly. Like, where is PETA when you need them? Like, I just knew PETA. Well, I'm sure they probably are working on it since this story broke, but, you know, normally PETA is right on it when it comes to animals, and PETA definitely, like, if the law isn't doing anything, PETA needs to step in, because that's ridiculous, just to kill the horse for sport. But another killing, but this one is of the nature kind. So in the Everglades, officers found this 16-foot-long python. Okay, you think, you know, Florida, this is one of the reasons why me and Florida is really tricky, because, you know, there's snakes, there's alligators, all kind of stuff that just chill in the backyard and be like, hey, yeah, we're paying rent now or whatever. So what was crazy, they captured this 16-foot-long snake, and then they decided to cut it open. I guess this is common. And they found, Jeezy, an adult deer. Not like
what
family,
the hell?
Ladies and gentlemen. Exactly.
How the hell did it even begin to start eating an adult deer? Like, 16 feet, that's long, but big enough to swallow a whole damn deer?
Well, the coordinator, I believe his name is Scott Hardin, he's the coordinator for the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission, stated that because snakes can, you know, unlock their jaws, that unfortunately, once they get a bite on and, like, kill you, like the venom goes in and kills the animal, they can digest full deers. And just by chance, this deer was caught in the wrong place at the wrong time. And here comes Anaconda, just like the movie,
yeah, no shit,
out of nowhere. Right, that's, oh, my God, yeah. So, yeah, I think I need to get off the animal kick, because these two stories might have did it for me.
Yeah, especially that horse one. I mean, the one at least was animal, but somebody dressing up in the damn horse. Damn, what the hell goes through people's minds? But, Renita, last time I remember, you and me did a show together. We talked about medical marijuana out in California, making it more legal and, you know, controlling it, making it more simpler for everyone to use and trying not to make it a big deal. Proposition 19 and all that. But currently in Kern County, California, they're trying to ban the use of medical marijuana. Many people say that it, well, I shouldn't say many people, but the people out there who are against it, they say it's not well regulated enough, and dispensaries are nothing more but a giant drug ring that is trying to serve people that abuse drugs. Now, a lot of people argue against this, saying, well, if you take it away from the people who have a prescription, what about the people that, excuse me, let me back up. If you take it away from people with a prescription that don't really need it, what's that? How's that fair to people that do have a prescription that really do need it? And me, I don't know what to think about this. I kind of think it's just going to blow over. But what I read was many people are petitioning against all this, saying simply that it's not fair. What do you think? Do you think this is going to become a huge thing across California and other states, that they're going to start shutting down these dispensaries? Because lately in the news, it seems like they've been making it a bigger deal.
You know what? They have been making it a bigger deal. And I don't, especially California, I don't know about any other state, but I just don't see it being that big a deal with them shutting them down here. Because it's so, especially you know, with Northern California, I know they have, like, their rules. It just seems to be different than Southern. Sometimes I feel like this state really separated into two. But definitely Southern California, they're not shutting down. There's no way. They make too much money, and I just don't see it. And like I said, in our show, people are just so stressed. Like, they're just, it's a release for them. So, no, I don't see it. I think they're trying to make it a big deal, but it's not going to work.
I completely agree. It is a huge moneymaker, and I'd rather have somebody rolling up a joint, relieving their stress, than having a bunch of alcoholics wandering around. But that's me personally. If you have any questions or comments about our quickies of the day, hit us up at 760-913-4119. We'd love to hear what you have to say. And we're going to go into a quick commercial break.
Yo, check it. Call Lil C's. Tell that motherfucker to bring me some motherfucking weed from his hospital.
No,
fuck that.
Notorious.
Tell Uncle Paulie to go pick up 10,000 from Dez and go take about like 20 G's from Gino.
Notorious.
Tell that motherfucker to get this nigga next door up out of here. That nigga be snoring all night. I can't sleep. And call that big butt nurse with the long hair to come suck my dick.
Bad boy,
so,
come on.
The doctor said I need about 3 weeks of recovery. But the nurses is loving me, saying the best part of the day is my half. Feeding me breakfast and giving me a sponge bath. Niggas say I died dead in the streets. Nigga, I'm getting high, getting head on the beach. Chilling, sitting on about half a million. With all my niggas, all my guns, all my women. The next 2 years, I could see about a billion. All for the love of drug dealing. Got no love for the other side, fuck them tricks. Any repercussions, Junior Mafia spit clip all the time. Big Papa kicks the war around. Raw flows, and that's how it goes.
This is my nigga swinging things, tamarind chains, scruff necklace, igloo, ringing things for the bitches. You see them rims spinning grin, that shit with the bee trimmed and wings. Heavy and large, I kill but first to rap. On the road to the riches, more furs to drag. More niggas to kill, then birds to bag. Hit the jeweler and slurs the tap. Hop out the truck like Trick, what up? Call me Sean if you suck, call me gone when I nut. That's the end of us.
All right, welcome back, lifers. Now we're going to go into the topic of the day. Today we're going to talk about phobias. And for those of you who don't know exactly what a phobia is, according to dictionary.com, it means a persistent irrational fear of a specific object, activity, or situation that leads to a compelling desire to avoid it. Now, here's just a few of the most common phobias in America. There's acrophobia, the fear of heights. Then you have some of these are really hard to read. I don't know if you guys have ever really looked into these, but there's some really difficult ones out there. Nyctophobia, the fear of dark. Ophidiophobia, which is the fear of snakes. Arachnophobia, which is actually a fear of spiders. There's claustrophobia, which is the fear of small, tight spaces. And trypanophobia, which is the fear of injection or medical needles. You usually won't see heroin addicts having this problem. But you know what? Maybe. And a few of my phobias they're actually on this list, ironically. And I hate spiders, so I have arachnophobia, and I really hate tight spaces, claustrophobic. So, I mean, what about you, Renita? What are some of your weird phobias?
I wonder what's the one that's a phobia for all bugs, because I don't like snakes. I don't like insects. I definitely can't stand flies. Like, once my grandmother told me when I was little, like, when a fly lands on you, they are regurgitating every time they land. That freaked me out over flies. I would say, like, bugs in general is my biggest phobia. Like,
yeah,
I
you know,
freak out.
I really hate bugs, too, and I probably shouldn't admit it, but I will admit it. I make my mom and girlfriend kill bugs when they're around. I just really hate them. I don't know what it is. I just can't stand them. So I'm definitely in that boat with you. And the thing about flies is, that shit's really gross. You know, you're sitting at the dinner table and it's summer hot out, and then a fly gets in the house, and then it seems like then there's two more flies. The shit just adds up, and it's like, where the hell are you guys coming from? And the fact that they throw up right there on your plate or even on you, man. Especially if you had something good for dinner, then you just got to pretty much toss it out unless you're really sick and you plan on eating it still.
Exactly. Exactly. That's
ugh, gross.
I'm sorry, go.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, no, I wasn't going to say anything else.
Oh, I was just going to say really quick that, you know, now that we put our phobias out there, you know, Crush is that one that will try to get us later, so we need to watch each other's back when Crush is around.
Yeah, there's no telling what she'll try to pull. You got to watch out for
Uh-oh.
That.
Really quick, I see Ash said that our phobia is called scaredy cat. Yeah, Ash, you can call it whatever you want. I just don't like them.
Yeah, I don't want to be around this shit. But if you have any questions or comments, you want to tell us about some of your phobias, we'd love to discuss it with you. Hit us up at 760-913-4119. And we're going to go to another quick commercial break, and we'll be back with Renita with the spilt tea.
And when it's home, my man. Speech. First of all, I want to thank my connect, the most important person with all due respect. Thanks to the duffel bag, the brown paper bag, the Nike shoe box for holding all the cash.
Okay.
Boys in blue who agreed before the badge.
Okay.
The first push who ever made the stash.
Okay.
The rock boys in the building tonight.
Hey.
Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling life.
Hey.
Thanks to the lanes, bad names. Thanks to a little change, I tore you off the cane. Bullet wounds will stop your buffoonery. Thanks to the pastor rapping at your eulogy. To Little Kim and them, you know the women friend who carry the work cross state for a gentleman. Yeah, thanks to all the hustlers, and most importantly you, the customer. The rock boys in the building tonight.
Hey.
Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling like.
Hey.
You don't even gotta bring your paper out. We the dope boys of the year, drinks is on the house. The rock boys in the building tonight.
Hey.
Look at how I'm chilling, I'm killing this ice.
Hey.
You don't even gotta bring your purses out. We the dope boys of the year, drinks is on the house.
Hi, lifers, we're back. And now we do have Renita with the spilt tea. What do you have for us today, Renita?
Yes, thanks, Jeezy. Today's spilt tea is in honor of Crush for not being here today, because this means she cannot mute me or get on me, because I am doing all reality today. Today is the reality show edition of Spilt Tea. Up first, we have Kris Jenner. Apparently, she has her manager's cap on, I see, because she has been all over the media doing this interviewing, as I call it, tour, defending her daughter, defending this divorce, discussing it in detail. I mean, Kris is doing more interviews than Kim. I got a side eye on you, Kris, because I'm really starting to feel publicity stunt. And to top it all off, the interview that Kim did say, she said she's keeping the ring because to her, the ring is a gift. Damn, Kris, I'm really, really starting to feel that you got play here, homie. I'm starting to feel sorry for you the more and more stuff comes out. Got to shake my head on this one, Kardashians. One half of the Jersey Shore meatballs, as they're called, Miss Snooki, came out blasting Jersey Shore and Mike the Situation recently. Snooki insists that her public image is more fictional projection, is a more, I'm sorry, fictional projection than an actual reflection of her personality. Now, if that's too much for me to say, her publicist gave her that line, because that's way too much for her to even come out her little head. Because you got paid to be the drunken Snooki that we all loved. So you just need to collect the checks and stay drunk. She goes on by saying that she would not She ran the show that she would not have that much drinking and partying. Come on, no one would watch the show. She said a lot of the times they just chill, and basically MTV just airs when they're drinking or hooking up. Duh, Snooki, that's what made you a millionaire, boo, because that's all we cared about. If I had to watch you guys just sit and chill, I wouldn't watch the show. What about you, G?
Somebody should took Reality 101 because that's reality TV. She should have known what the hell she was getting into before she did it.
Exactly. And you're saying this after the fourth season's over, the fifth season you guys already taped, and it's about to air in January. Like, of course, the money's coming in. Now you're talking smack. Sit down, Snooki. And she even outed Mike the Situation by saying that he's already broke. Now, it was reported last year he racked in a $2.5 million payday because of Jersey Shore. Mike, what did you do with all that money? I would love to know. And lastly, my favorite housewives, the Atlanta housewives, are still fighting and clawing it up. I'm telling you, they are doing the best promotion before this series starts, I'm telling you, Jeezy, I have ever seen in any of their seasons, because Sheree was on the Wendy Williams show and she straight up said, me and Nene are no longer friends. The fame has gotten to her head. And she even put out there that Nene tried to get her and Kim for some money on an event that all three of them did that she, Sheree, actually hooked up for them. So this season is already cray-cray, and I cannot wait. Again, if you have not seen the promo, go on Bravo. The promo's up, and you can see a little bit of the fight that Sheree and Nene has. But, whew, I don't know what else to say. Y'all got to tune in this season. This is your girl, Renita, with the spilt tea for the day. You're on Real Talk on Global 14 Radio. Make sure you check me out at Global 14. I'm at Rock and Rolla. That's R-O-K-K-N-R-O-L-L-A. Back to you, Jeezy.
Thanks, Renita. That wraps up our show of Real Talk today. I would like to thank our listeners, thank JD and Crush, because of all you guys and them, you all made it possible for us to come through and do it every night. Make sure you're following us on Twitter and Global 14, at Global 14 and at G14 Radio. And don't forget, make sure you're RSVPing to the 1414 events. You do not want to miss them. No social network's ever done this. I think this is an awesome idea, and it's taken a, you know, everyone loves it. They love what's going on. So with that being said, good night and take care.
So death.
Global 14 Radio.